It's 6:20. This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. Starbucks announced today it plans to open a store next to Redbird Mall in southern Dallas by next spring. It's part of a company effort to open coffee shops in underserved communities across the country and help provide jobs to young people. To help address the youth unemployment rate in North Texas, Starbucks and several other companies recently gathered at the first ever Dallas Opportunity Fair. As KERA's Stephanie Kuo reports, it's part of a national effort to help younger people 16 to 24 years old to find jobs.
13% of young people in Dallas-Fort Worth are what social scientists call the disconnected.
This would be young adults who have graduated or not graduated high school, who have moved into a job maybe once but not stuck. No career path.
Lori Larea is the president of Workforce Solutions Greater Dallas.
And they tend to fall into a group of what else can I do? And they lose hope and they fall away.
Young parents, folks with criminal records, people buried in debt, living in poverty, move into neighborhoods like South Dallas and Oak Cliff, and the number of disconnected youth goes up to about 1 in 4. And in West Dallas, it's as high as 34%. In North Texas, the lowest rate is 6% in West Plano. That's according to data from the Social Science Research Council. Larea says Dallas as a whole has a robust economy.
But that doesn't say that every community participates equally and is seeing that same bounce for the economy. How long do you ride a wave like this? We need these kids. We need them in the pipeline. The employers need them. Our economy needs them.
That's why, at the first ever Dallas Opportunity Fair, more than 30 national employers were prepared to offer 1,700 jobs on the spot. Macy's, Five Guys, Walmart, even Sprinkles Cupcakes. It kind of felt like a county fair and not a place to be bogged down by the stresses of work. There was a Starbucks station teaching aspiring baristas the art of a latte. JCPenney showed folks how to tie a tie.
And then you just wiggle the skinny piece to get it up around your neck, and now you know how to tie a tie.
And LinkedIn took free headshots.
One, two, and three.
There were also resume building stations and practice interviews.
These young people arrive, often having been told that they are not ready to work and that they're not even hireable. We reject that.
John Kelly is the Senior Vice President of Global Social Impact and Public Policy for Starbucks. The coffee company leads the 100,000 Opportunities Initiative, a national coalition of employers and social service organizations. The group put on the Dallas Fair.
This isn't a career fair. This is literally a job fair where they go in and they interview, and many of them will walk out with one or two job offers. And that's transformative to a kid or a young person who has been told that they're not hireable.
Like 16-year-old Javian Durrell Roshan Brandon, who's really just starting out in life.
I love working. I mean, I like helping people, you know, and money. I love money. And I do anything it takes to get a job.
Brandon started off on a chicken farm when he was just 13, but this will be his first time tackling a more corporate gig.
I have butterflies in my stomach, I ain't gonna lie. It was my first time doing any type of interviews. I mean, I learned a lot of things, how to sit down and talk to people, what questions to ask, and how was I supposed to approach myself.
For 17-year-old Diamond Robinson, finding a job in her neighborhood in South Dallas is tough. The area hasn't seen much development or job opportunities.
It's kind of messed up because, you know, sometimes you have to go out the way, and it's hard sometimes to go out the way, you know, just to work. But you have to provide, so you have to do what you got to do.
Robinson can't drive and worries about hours-long commutes by bus. She also has a 2-year-old daughter, so before she can even work, she needs to find affordable childcare. That's a huge barrier for finding work. Starbucks' John Kelly says he knows just getting a job isn't enough.
We want them to be successful, so the employers are working with the community groups to identify some of those practices that employers have to actually do differently, such as providing transportation.
Many local nonprofits provide bus passes or van pools already, but Dallas Mayor Mike Rawlings says there's a way to do more.
We're working with DART on how we can provide greater transportation. I met with the CEO of Uber, and we're going to talk about different test markets to get people to jobs. There are certain parts of Southern Dallas that still don't have retail capabilities, and we've put a lot of money out there as a city council to attract retailers.
Until then, many of the Opportunity Fair's attendees are just grateful to have a job at all. People like Takiya Harris.
I'm feeling really excited.
And Kamon McGee.
I'm happy. I'm excited. I start Monday. Yes, thank you.
With the push from the Opportunity Fair, Dallas inches closer to its goal, an economy where there's a place for everyone. Stephanie Kuo, KERA News.
KERA's series, One Crisis Away, No Place to Go, has been shining a light on the housing crunch in the rapidly changing neighborhood of West Dallas. Yesterday brought a potential breakthrough. A landlord there offered to sell as many as 120 houses to folks who've been renting, and a judge delayed the move-out date for renters until October. Jessica Diaz-Hurtado is one of the reporters on this series, and she's with me now to shine some light on the spiritual side of this neighborhood. Jessica, you spent a recent Sunday morning there. What did you find?
Justin, there's a little part of West Dallas that's called Gilbert Emery. It's only about 6 blocks total, in the shadow of some of the new apartments and townhomes being built next to Singleton Boulevard. And in that little neighborhood, there are 4 to 5 tiny churches. I was drawn to one, an African-American church with a half a century of different congregations meeting in that building. The service was going, recorded music was playing. There were only a handful of people there, not even a dozen, when I walked up.
My name is Pastor Cedric B. West, and I am the pastor of this church, the Ark of God Revival Temple. We've been here about a year now, but we've been in the community through my father, who's been a pastor for this community for over 50 years.
My name is Dr. Cynthia Baker, and I am the daughter of the late Reverend Grisby Baker Sr., who actually started this church. He actually began preaching at the age of about 18. He had regular services with his congregation in a small building, formerly a cleaner's. This was on Singleton Boulevard. By the spring of 1965, we relocated to a brand new facility, which Reverend Baker Sr. had built from the ground up at 2503 Open Chain Street.
It's a little bitty church that sits on the corner of Muncie and Open Chain. When you walk inside, you get an old feel, like Color Purple. If envision the movie Color Purple. We have pews inside of here, and the floors are hardwood floors. Most of the people who are in this community have been here upwards of 25 to 30 years. This church used to be Peaceful Rest, and the pastor who was previous to myself, Pastor Baker, he had it where his community really loved this church.
Come on, give God a great big hand clap.
Given what's happening in Dallas, I'm wondering if the churches might be uprooted as well. It's been a home to a lot of people. They've had great respect for Reverend Baker Sr., and it always gave them something familiar that they could come back to.
This church is like a staple in this community. This community was a place where I really found myself. I found out who I was, what my purpose was. I got to know God in my most intimate ways here in West Dallas. And I believe that faith plays a huge role in this community and in this church because of what people have encountered. The faith of Jesus Christ and this church itself can help stabilize them and also let them know that, hey, we're here to help you in any way that we can.
That's Pastor Cedric B. West at the Ark of God Revival Temple in West Dallas. And before him, Cynthia Baker. She's the daughter of the late Reverend Grisby Baker Sr. He started a church in that same building a half century ago. You can get a look at that building and the entire KERA series on West Dallas at kera.org/onecrisisaway. For the evening, partly cloudy skies. There's a slight chance of rain with a low around 56. Tomorrow should be sunny with a high around 81. It's currently 66 degrees in Dallas, 62 in Fort Worth, 65 in Tyler, and 68 in Wichita Falls. It's 6:30. This is KERA News.